Everyone,
we're back with another episode of Third Culture Kids. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the last one came out before the summer holidays, so it's been quite some time.
And then, it's kind of been just a long adventure, and here we are, quarantine round two. So, we thought we just wanted to make people laugh and smile through this difficult time. But I mean, there are a lot of things to laugh about in your own life, so it doesn't just have to be from us, or you can laugh at us, with us, whatever.
Yeah, and there's still like so many brilliant and like wonderful things going on in the world. And so we want to interview people again this semester. We want to interview like third culture kids about their experiences and what it's like to be them right now.
Yep. So without further ado, via Zoom, we are inviting our guest, Magda.
Social distancing.
Yeah, social distancing. She's not here. Leia and I happen to live less than a kilometer away from each other, so it's within the French government rules. So Magda, how are you? Hi.
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're all right. You look like you're having fun there with your guitar.
Yeah, I'm always on my guitar.
Yeah. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, where you're from, studying at AUP? Yes.
All right, so hi guys, my name is Magda Nguyen. I'm Vietnamese and I'm 20 years old. At the moment, I'm a sophomore at AUP and I'm majoring in global comm and minoring maybe in business.
Yeah, and we have a class together, so thanks for the shout out that you didn't give me.
Oh, yes, me and Sarah, we've been together in a couple classes, which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and Magda's always sleeping because she never says anything.
Really?
Yeah, because the classes are online.
And like, is it just me or like everyone else? Come on.
Well, okay. I feel like I'm awake half the time, which is better than you could say for yourself.
Yeah.
And so can you tell us like, how are you today? Where are you? You know, how are things going?
Yeah. Give us like a one-minute update on your October so far. Oh, actually, November just started.
Yeah, just on how you are.
Yeah, good. I'm doing pretty well. I'm in Paris. I live also about a kilometer away from you, Sarah. But yeah, I'm in Paris and I'm at home in my apartment. My roommate is gone. She went to a boyfriend, so I have the house. Woo!
Party time!
Nice.
What else have you been up to? Because we mostly wanted to talk to you today about how you balance like school, work, social life, and all with being on lockdown.
So how do you get to the balance? Yeah, it's been okay. You know, I'm just like, I found like a routine. I just wake up, you know, you do classes, you eat a little bit, and then I go to work, and then I come home, I do my homework, I watch something, I play some guitar, and I go to sleep. So it became this routine. Like, I developed a how could I say, you know, like a, it's like a cycle, you know, it's every day like that. But it's okay because I want to save up money, so one day I can like travel, and then when it's holidays I can buy presents for my friends, my family, you know.
Aww. And can you tell us about like the work? Like, what's your job? What are you doing?
Yeah, so I work at a restaurant.
Fantastic day, girls, by the way, in case anyone's wondering.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, so I work at this Thai restaurant. It's called Asian Walk, and it's 5 minutes away from my apartment. And yeah, so I'm a waitress. I used to be a waitress, but now that it's lockdown, so we only do takeaways, which is a lot less work.
Like Uber Eats, or is it just people picking it up?
No, people picking up and also Uber Eats, so it's a little bit more work. And we do, like, I have my responsibilities, so I have to, like, prepare all the food, you know, talk to customers, ensure that there's good customer service, you know, taking care of orders, gotta time everything correctly. So
and
when
out
the
of curiosity, because I haven't worked in a restaurant since I've been in the US, but do people call and ask specifically what measures you're taking for food safety during the pandemic?
Like, not really. Before, yes. Like when it was at, like at the beginning, they're like, are you guys doing the protocols? But now I think everyone just like, they just know that every restaurant has their protocols and we have to follow them. You know, two people in the boutique,
in the restaurant.
Yeah,
it seems like this confinement, like this time around, people are a lot more chill about it. Yeah. There was so much fear and panic the first time around, and people this time we didn't are know like, what to expect. Yeah.
I mean, listening back to our old like podcast episodes, literally every week we're like, okay, well, right. we don't really know what's happening, but you know,
that's true. This time, this confinement has been so less strict as the one in March. Mm-hmm. Like, there's people on the street, plenty of people on the street. And my restaurant is a line to go in, and people don't even do social distancing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like the parks are open.
Yeah.
So many stores are open.
Libraries by appointment only.
Yeah.
But still. Mm-hmm. And how is the confinement going in Vietnam? Because I don't know, I was talking about this earlier with Laya, but in the US, like, I feel like COVID just from the beginning was handled really poorly. And mm-hmm. people are still living their normal lives. And sometimes it's just upsetting to me when I see people partying and doing all the things that they shouldn't, because the US just hit 200,000 deaths this past week.
So. Yeah, no, I think that's a difference between Vietnam and like other countries. So in Vietnam, they're handling COVID really well. So right, like beginning of February, they already closed down all the borders. No one can go in, go out. Everyone who comes in has to be in quarantine, even if you're sick or not. But if you're sick, obviously you go to a different like ward, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you're not sick, then you go into this military camp. And everyone has to be in 2 weeks quarantine. So it's been handled really well. There's no quarantine right now. Life in Vietnam is like normal, you know.
Because I feel weird to see like on Snapchat and stuff, people just...
It feels weird, like we're still in lockdown here. Yeah. We can't do anything. Everyone's scared of everyone. And whilst in Vietnam, my friends are like partying, going to coffee, going everywhere. I'm like, this is normal, like
But I guess the situation is under control there, right?
Sorry,
the situation is under control there.
Yeah, it's under control pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
would you want to go home?
I think I do. It's been almost a year since I've been in Vietnam, but yeah, I want to go home, but I can't because there are no commercial flights. And if I do want to go home, I have to send an email to the ambassade de Vietnam in France, and then they have to choose me. If I don't get chosen, I don't go back to go home.
Wait, what the heck? Why? But
do you have the nationality?
Yeah, I do, but because I have a like student, like I have also a Polish passport, so I'm allowed to be in France. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people who visas are running out, so they are going to be prioritized to go back home.
Okay. Yeah. Can you tell our listeners a bit how, like, you grew up in Vietnam and in Poland as well, and that's why you speak French so well?
I was born in Poland, and I lived there for 12 years. And then
I moved. Your parents had a restaurant.
Yeah, my parents had a couple restaurants, and I think, and then I went back to Vietnam when I was 12, and I lived there for 8 years, and when I was in Poland, I went to a French school, so that's how I speak French. Mm-hmm. My parents had a couple restaurants in Poland, and I think that's one reason why I chose to work at the restaurant now, because mm-hmm. I want to, like, learn and understand what my parents went through when they were like young.
Yeah.
And they always told me stories how, you know, they worked so hard and all that. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna literally step into your shoes and feel the hardship, you know,
and smell like a fryer, because the other day you
came oh my god,
my sink. Shout out to Magda for unclogging my kitchen sink, because you came, you're like, oh my gosh, I smell like a fryer. But I just want to say thank you for bringing me egg rolls, because they were so good.
No problem. Anytime, woman.
But Magda, is this the first time working in a restaurant?
Yes, it's my first time.
Okay.
But I like it. Well, I literally grew up at a restaurant, but I never worked there. I used to go in, you know, as the daughter of the boss, you know. I don't know if you when I was younger, I didn't like that. Yeah, like this connotation of me being the daughter of the boss mm-hmm. that has a lot of restaurants. So now I'm just working as like a cheap labor. Like I it's not like I like it, but it's like I want to know how it feels like. So
your hands dirty.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in my 20s. I'm young. I might as well work now. I have energy.
Yeah, and you're no longer the boss's daughter. You're just another person on the payroll.
Exactly.
Yeah. But did you like the environment? Like when you would go to your parents' work and you'd be like in the restaurant, like, did you like the environment and like the smells and everything?
Not the smells, because I always smell like a fryer in there, but I like the dynamics. Yeah, I definitely like how a restaurant is so like fast paced, you know, there's people screaming back and forth and then like waiting, being like, what the hell is this? This is the wrong order. Do it again. And I'm like, wow, you know. But it's enjoyable. I enjoy the work. I enjoy learning new things.
Like, and classes online and just sitting all day. It, like, what's the contrast of like when you get to go outside and
That's what. Yeah, I enjoy going outside, obviously, and then like learning new skills and like leadership and like management skills. Mm-hmm. And also being at home, obviously I bike everywhere, so when I get a step out of my house, I take my bike, and then I just, when I'm riding, I look around and I take a deep breath. Yeah,
you don't have to wear a mask on the bike, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, I take a deep breath and I just like roses,
baby.
Yeah, I take a deep breath and I just like, just so grateful to like have all of this, you know. Yeah. In Paris, come on.
Right. And like, how many hours do you work a week?
When it was summer, I worked 11 hours a week, legal. But now.
No, more than 11.
About 11.
But you work part time.
Yeah, right. So summer I work full time. And huh?
And then when you started working full time, how many hours was it? Way more.
Yeah, so when I worked full time, was like a 55 hours a week.
Oh my God.
But now that it's, I only do part time, so it's like, what? With COVID, it's only like 4 hours per day, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. Not too bad.
And do you find it difficult to balance, like, you know, being a university student at AUP and working a part-time job?
I thought at the beginning, when I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get a job, I thought that I'm going to be like stressed out and all that and like not be able to handle it. But after, I like, it was all fine, because I've always liked to have a calendar full of things to do, you know. I don't like to have gaps.
Yeah, I totally
Yeah, so even when I was like younger in Vietnam, I'll do everything. So I like to have my schedule filled up. I would go to school and then I have like soccer practice and then basketball and then skating, and I used to teach skating too, and then like going around places. So my friends were like, Magda, why are you always running? Like, stay still. I'm sorry.
No, I know, but do you think with COVID that's changed a bit?
Definitely, yeah. Well, obviously, I think it taught everyone to like slow down a little bit.
I know. I hate so
the little things.
Yeah.
What
about coexisting with a roommate? Because I know you are on lockdown technically with your roommate Giselle, who also goes to AUP.
Yeah.
How do you kind of still find personal time when you're home?
Well, now that Giselle often goes to her boyfriend and I often go to work, so we actually don't get to see each other that much. Mm-hmm. But now that we do have time together at home, like, I feel like we've gotten closer somehow, and we laugh so much more, and we just, you know, we just wake up and, you know, do silly things, but like roommate things, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean
silly? I don't know, like cooking and watching movie. Just,
are you a silly goose?
Huh?
Are you a silly goose, Magda?
Yeah.
Silly goose vibes.
Yeah, so like the other day I was helping her choreograph this thing that you guys have for dance.
Oh yeah. I haven't done it yet, but yeah.
Which is pretty fun. It was pretty fun.
Wait, do you want to help me? Side note?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Why don't you join the dance club?
Yeah, you should. Drop it low.
I don't have time.
You don't have time?
Okay. I don't have time.
You were saying that like with the confinement, things are slowing down, but you still seem like you have a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, and you have a roommate to keep you company.
Yeah, no, I definitely, it's slowing down, but it's also...
Can you give us like a day in the life like normally compared to a day in the life, like COVID yeah. style?
Because I remember last semester when we had that 9 a.m. class together, you would always run in like 20 minutes late.
No, stop it. Don't exaggerate. I would be like 10 minutes
I'm
late.
I'm not exaggerating, but okay. I was there.
Okay. Yeah, because last semester I was a babysitter, so Lord Jesus, I'm never working as a, I'm never babysitting babies again.
Okay, why? I feel like there's a story there. What happened?
Oh my God, it's, I think I have like PTSD. I think I do. You know, it was, there were two boys, a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Boys.
Oh my God, they are tiring. I gotta pick them up from school, go home, give them a shower, cook. I'm like, why don't you take a shower? I told you to go take a shower now. And he, no, je veux pas prendre une douche. Blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. I'm like mentally drained. Like I would look into the mirror while they're taking a shower. I'm like, oh my God, end this now, please.
Teen mom.
Yeah, like, but that family, they were really good to me. They were amazing.
Yeah, and didn't they even still pay you during the first
yeah week? they still
that's
paid
so
me
so nice even. She wasn't even working and they still yeah, paid her.
That's really nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well,
things
thank
like
God
that for really contract. Show you like when you're older the things you want to do for like when I don't know college students that are struggling, like
yeah,
that's such a small thing but it goes such a long way.
Exactly. Like I've so I'm like so grateful that they helped me when COVID hit, because My parents are struggling too because it's COVID.
Yeah.
So they helped me, and now that with the money that they helped me, I saved up. I was able to travel. I went to the UK. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. What did you do in the UK? That was this summer?
It was summer, so I went to Bristol and then I visited my best friend there. Oh, it was my first time in the UK there? And I love it.
Oh, yeah.
What is she doing there? Is she studying?
Yeah, she goes to the University of Bristol.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So yeah.
That's awesome.
What else?
And are your parents still working? Like they still have restaurants?
No, so they closed down the restaurants and then we all went back to Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And then my mom like got into real estate. And then my dad, after a couple years, just decided to open a hotel. And my mom was like, I think you're too old to open a hotel, but...
Dude, do they need employees? Because I want to work in hotels.
You speak Vietnamese?
You know what? I am a quick learner, and I'm a hard worker.
You're adaptable?
Yeah.
I'll send you a job description, then let me know if you want.
In Vietnamese. It has to be in Vietnamese.
Send it to me via LinkedIn. I just updated my profile with photos that I took while I was drunk, so.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but you don't look drunk. It looks really professional.
It's all that matters. It's profesh.
But Magda,
very good.
On a different note, like what brought you to Paris in the first place?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I was doing university in Vietnam. So I did a year in a university called RMIT. And
in Hanoi, right?
No, in Ho Chi Minh in the south.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually an Australian university. It's a pretty good one, but I don't know. I felt like I wanted to get out of Vietnam, you know? I wanted to change. I feel it's like cliche, but I just really wanted to get out of Vietnam and, you know, experience something different, going to college abroad.
Yeah, isn't that why all of us
which is a luxury, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
why did you also study abroad straight after high school? Why did you wait a year?
Oh, so because in Vietnam, I was working at this entertainment company. I was doing an internship there. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be a year, but
Were you on The Voice?
Huh?
Were you on The Voice?
Yeah, it's a company that produced the show.
Yeah,
and
super cool.
I was on that show. And after the show, they offered me a place to, you know, work there, so I was like, okay, I'll see what I can do. So I
put it in my schedule.
But yeah, after a while, I wanted to go. I still wanted to go abroad and
you always spoke French because you learned it in Poland growing up.
Yeah, no, but after when I lived in Vietnam, it was really bad because I didn't speak at all. Mm-hmm. I didn't speak French at all for like 8 years because I went to an English school. So I came here and I was like, whoa, I can't believe I think it's the center of like Europe, I feel like, and then starting from here, I can go somewhere I want, wherever I want,
mm-hmm.
with all the experience that I've you know, absorbed in me.
Yeah. Hopefully. Like, speaking on that, what's like, I guess, in a broad sense, expectation versus reality, what you thought Paris would be versus what it has been? Because I don't know, I feel like it's been a crazy year because we all moved here at the same time.
Yeah.
Not just talking about COVID, but in general, you know?
Can I just remind people that we all transferred last semester, and so when we came to Paris, there was a bunch of protests because of Gilets Jaunes, and that was like a massive thing because, like, you know, like public transport wasn't functioning.
Yeah, so you had to walk to school.
Yeah, some of us, and I feel like others. There was something else as well, but there was many grèves and that kind of thing.
Strike, which is strike,
right,
yeah.
Strikes, and then eventually, yeah, COVID. So it's been quite like a crazy year.
Yeah,
it's been a roller coaster, definitely.
It has been
What was the question?
Well, expectation versus reality, Paris. Because I know we talked about how after graduating, you want to move somewhere else, probably the UK. How does your the past year play a role?
So my expectations of Paris, I didn't expect much, to be honest, because I keep my expectations low. So when I get here, I don't get, like, disappointed. But when I got here, I was like, I don't know. I just thought how it's going to be. But I never imagined a freaking pandemic.
You can swear. It's
your
okay.
Your face was so funny. For everyone who's listening, it looks like you just got a deer in headlights.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Obviously, I don't think anyone expected a freaking pandemic.
Yeah,
I mean,
besides that, just Paris in general, and like living in Paris, working in Paris, being a student. Obviously, you don't have a language barrier, but, like, we've both experienced cultural barriers.
I definitely thought of, when I came here, I was like, yeah, I think this is how Paris is. I think not, it's obviously different than when you travel here, everything's beautiful, you see the all the good sides of it. When you're actually here, you take the damn metro, the Charles de Gaulle RER B to the city, like, wow.
What? Oh my god. You just triggered me.
No, but it's true.
Oh my god.
But, and how did you get your French back?
So definitely by just talking to, like, random people.
Yeah, in the Boulangerie. The first day I met you, Magda, you said bonjour monsieur to the stranger, and I'm like, do you know him? And you're like, no, I was just saying hi. And I just thought it was so kind of you, because no one talks to each other in Paris. It was outside the bank, like the third day of orientation, and you were eating a sandwich and you waved at me from inside the bank. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's super cool. We're going to be friends.
Oh my god.
Inside and got a sandwich and you're like, bonjour, monsieur. And it was this old man in a top hat. And he was like, bonjour.
No, definitely by just like trying to make conversations, even if like, I don't know, in the boulangerie, you try to, bonjour madame, can I have a baguette or whatever? And then slowly it kind of develops into a, you know, you learn more words, your vocabulary builds up. And now that I work at a restaurant, I'm like, I have to speak French. If not, how the hell am I gonna articulate?
Did you make any French friends?
Yeah, actually. So when I was babysitting, I had to go pick up these kids at the school. And then every day, this girl, this is also a babysitter. She's Spanish, but she speaks French, like, fluently. Like, how the hell do you... Anyways, so we became friends, and we're still friends till this day. We even went partying a couple times together.
Oh, my God. You guys, like, bonded over the fact that you were both babysitters, like...
Yeah, and bonding over that fact how tired we were every day.
Crazy-ass kids.
You babysit every single day?
Yeah,
and they even paid her during confinement.
Yeah, I heard that
so
part,
nice.
But...
and so what else? And what, yeah, working at the restaurant,
like, what did you cook for them every day?
I made anything, you know. There's a house full of pantry. There's pasta, carrots, vegetables, everything, meat. But the one thing, they don't eat meat in the evening, so I had to look up more vegetarian recipes, which was cool because I don't really cook vegetarian.
That's awesome.
That's cool. So yeah, so at the restaurant, I obviously everyone that works there, they're my friends. Even the guy that does the dishes, he's like my best friend there because we connect in a different level. Every time I pass, I'm like, hey.
What's up, dude? 10 more plates.
What's up, dude? Here's the plate. Go. No, yeah, definitely everyone at the restaurant, they're my friends. But oh my God, some people I cannot stand.
You gotta tell us more.
Yeah, use like pseudonyms.
Yeah, some people there, they're like have no motivation to work. They come, they complain, they don't do their job like to the fullest, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, so why are you here? Like, why are you here? Are you here to work or are you here to complain? You can complain outside, wow. But not when I am Magda. I complain, but after, you know, when you I leave my
job. Yes, I was the same way when I work. Like, you show up, you do what you're supposed to do, you get the job done. Yeah, then you go home, and then you start talking shit.
Exactly. Yeah, no, so when I started working at the restaurant, it's been 5 months now, and at least...
It's been a lifetime for you.
I know, but at least 7 others... waitresses got fired, and I in some way I haven't got fired yet, so I guess the boss likes me.
Is there like a good team? You guys all like get along with, like, mainly get along with each other?
We mainly get along with each other, but there's this woman, this my also co-worker, she's like 50 something, her name is Stephanie, and she, some people can't stand her because she is very stubborn and mm-hmm. likes things to go her way or no one's way, and then everyone is just like,
yeah, that does not work in a restaurant.
No. And if like 7 different waitresses were fired, aren't you guys like worried?
Yeah. No one's committed. Like, I don't know. A lot of people are committed.
Second confinement has started. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten like a super angry customer, someone that's super rude?
Because
it's just to go, right? So you're not dealing with like people at tables, but like,
no, not really. Everyone's been pretty awesome. Customers, they're really respectful, you know, pretty polite.
You guys are like also putting yourselves at risk by working, you know, during this time.
Oh, actually, my coworker's boyfriend got COVID, and she told me that her boyfriend has COVID, right? Mm-hmm. And she tells me the night after we work together. I'm like, you gonna tell me now? I have to go get a test now. What the hell?
Yeah, that's really not taking accountability. Because that could totally be a contact case, and like it was her responsibility to tell you as soon as she knew.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you have a roommate who's always at her boyfriend's house who could easily get it from you and give it to him.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it's just things that are what's the word? Unpredictable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And can you give like students that wanna have a job as well, like some advice on how to balance everything out? Like, what can people
do? I think oh my God, I have no idea because I barely have time for myself.
No, you do.
Do you have time to socialize? Like, do you make time to socialize?
Obviously, yeah, I do. You know, after work, I have my free day. So when I have my free day, I go see my friends, you know, go drinking or whatever. Spend the night with my friends after being super drunk and then not remembering who I am in the morning.
Nice.
But for students that want to work and do their studies at the same time, I think you have to find your own balance and your own strength, you know, and how much you can actually take and not just dive in without, you know, thinking of like the consequences, I guess. But I think everything you do is learning. So if you do something and then you realize you don't like it, then you just find a solution, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think it's still, you should
try. And you still maintain to keep up like the things you're passionate about, like videography. Magda takes super cool pictures that are on your Instagram, by the way.
Yeah, do you want to give us what your Instagram is? Do you want to tell us?
Yeah, my Instagram is Magda Nguyen, Nguyen.
Magda. Yeah, we'll link it in the
Yeah, and comments. So you have amazing photography.
Yeah, and you just got an electric guitar, and you have an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Awesome. Out.
And also, also about like working and balance and work and like and studies, I think you should try to work on your hobbies too. Because it's not like I work 11 hours a day and then go home and just sleep. You know, I work 11 hours a day, go home and still work on my hobbies and my goals, like what I want to do in the future. Because then it makes me feel like inspired and motivated myself.
Mm-hmm. That's like really good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. To like also make sure you make time for like the stuff you actually like to do.
Yeah.
Like your hobbies and like seeing people that you love and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for me, for at the moment, for myself, I want to learn how to, like, get different sources of income. Because if I keep working as a waitress, I think, and saving just half of it, I don't think I'll go that far. So I need to learn more things, more skills.
Yeah, but
more.
You're also in college right now.
I agree.
What would you want to do?
I like honestly my real honest opinion well my own I what like, I want to do I want to write songs and produce them and put them out in Vietnam.
Okay,
but that's like a dream that I have that I don't think it's gonna I don't know if it's gonna happen because I've never really produced like my own song and written like I've written songs but they're like one day will happen so let's get in touch.
Why not write songs for the whole world?
No, I think I like the market in Vietnam. The music industry is really blooming right now. There's a lot of opportunities and maybe I could even write songs and then sell them to other singers.
Yeah, to artists. You can make a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, because I have like not a background. I have some people. I know some people that work in music industry in Vietnam. So that's already a big step for me. Yeah, and if I can try and promote myself as like writing songs and like music and, you know, maybe it will get me someone, maybe.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I also want to open a restaurant, of course.
You do? Oh my gosh. So many projects. Dude, can I work for you? I'll send you my CV.
Of course.
Really? Okay.
You can be the most responsible
person. Resources manager?
Yeah, I trust you.
And I'll fight for like workers' rights so that your employees are working 50 hours without being paid overtime like you.
Oh my God.
What kind of food would you have there?
I really like poke.
I love poke.
Leia's crazy for poke.
Yeah.
The other day, it took her like an hour to decide that she wanted poke for dinner, even though she had said it like
from the very beginning.
From the very beginning. I'm like, dude, just get the poke.
Best. It's the best.
I know.
Good fish and all the toppings. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because right now, I also work at the poke restaurant. And I work like
two restaurants.
It's the same owner.
Oh, I work at three restaurants. It's all the same owner, but like Monday I work at the restaurant. Tuesday I work at the fried stuff, and then Wednesday I work at the poke.
Is that why on Tuesday you smell like a fryer?
Exactly. I really hate Tuesdays. Damn.
Dude, the egg rolls are sexy though. You gotta bring me more.
Okay, I will.
Poke back? Even if it's just pieces of raw fish, doesn't matter. You can just put them in your handbag and I'll be happy.
Oh my God, I would. No, but yeah, so I work at the poke restaurant and that taught me a lot because now I know
balance.
Like how to, like just organize stuff, organize the food, make sure the food doesn't go
life
to waste.
Like a poke bowl.
Yeah, it has to be balanced.
Yeah.
And
And you always have to be putting new things, but you also stick to the basics.
Dude, making this a metaphor.
Okay.
So, yeah, well, maybe one day I want to open my own restaurant. Something related to poke. It's because I think it's fresh, it's healthy, there's vegetables, it's like a pretty balanced diet. And
yeah, what can go wrong?
Yeah.
Unless the fish goes bad.
Oh, exactly. You're gonna have some bad ass
your old boss after you quit. You should give him like old pokey and be like, oh, it's fresh, like I just made it. So mean.
No, but one big advantage of working at the restaurant, I get free food every day.
Yeah,
I've saved up so much money by not going to the grocery store. You have no idea.
No, awesome. I do have an idea. That's amazing.
Well, you have an idea?
This has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing all of your experiences and stuff.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it was so nice.
So we'll let people know where they can find you on social media. And just follow your crazy jam-packed adventures.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to try and release a podcast like every week, every 2 weeks. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys. You guys have been great. And I'll see you guys soon.
Bye, Magda.
Bye.
And thanks again for tuning into Third Culture Kids. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.